The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
10 minutes past 9 o'clock on this Thursday morning. What do you want the St. Clair County Library System to look like in the future? That's what they're asking of you and the rest of the community. Joining us right now, the director of the Library System, Allison Arnold. Allison, good morning.
Good morning.
So you're putting together a strategic plan, basically setting the course for the future of the library, huh?
That's correct. You know, the community has given us a very wonderful opportunity with trusting us with tax dollars to build and grow the library system. And so we are now working towards getting input from the community about what the next few years really should look like for the library system. We know we had a lot of projects on the on our plate when we asked for the funding from the community, and we're in the works with a lot of them. It took us a little while to get used to the fact that we weren't living in an austere mm-hmm. budget. But we've doubled our book budget, so we're seeing a lot of materials come in, new materials replacing old, used, or what we call musty materials, books that are maybe out of date, no longer have viable information, or information's been updated. So some of those books are coming off the shelves, and they're being replaced with new books, and since we've doubled our book budget, you'll be seeing a lot more material available. The bookmobile, I'm very excited to say, is on its way. The specifications were completed, and a request for bid to construct the bookmobile is out. That should be coming down next week. So we hopefully will be having a contract soon for the building of the bookmobile. And of course, we're building up and upgrading and supporting our technical infrastructure. That's not as exciting to the public necessarily, except that then maybe, we're hoping that we can build on that with makerspace, new technological services, that sort of thing that will actually be supported by the infrastructure of the library system. So in any case, the survey, back to that, sorry. Mm-hmm. We are really, really interested in what the community has to say. The survey is not necessarily the only avenue. Anybody can walk into a branch library and talk to their staff and give their ideas. The survey is in a number of formats. You can go onto the library's website, stclaircountylibrary.org. There's a QR code there, or you can just link directly to the survey. You can write the survey on with pen and paper. We don't look down on that at all. We encourage that at your local branch. Then you can also expect to see either today or tomorrow a postcard coming to your home with a QR code on there and expressing your opinions about the library. That would be very helpful using that. And then of course, you can always go onto our socials, Facebook, that sort of thing, or call. Call your library and say, hey, I hear there's a survey. I'm willing to do that right now. The other thing is, though, is that we will also be having some community forums and some public input opportunities in mid-April throughout the county. We want to hear from folks, and so we thought the idea of bringing folks together, of course, is good for bouncing ideas off of each other, and then also identifying different ideas and needs in each community that we serve as well.
So this is a big time for the library to really plan the future. I feel like so much has changed in a generation, since you and I were kids going to the library. It's so different now, and yet fundamentally still the same.
It is fundamentally still the same. We are still offering programs. We're offering programs that have some what we've in our library system has been calling our meat and potatoes, story time, book clubs. That kind of program, you can still expect that. You can still expect to come into a library branch and read quietly or do work or meet people. Our fundamental purpose is still there. Things that have been changing, of course, has to do a lot with technology. but also the fact that we are creating more robust programs that involve math, science, education. We're working towards identifying things that the community is interested in and then kind of building upon that with our programs. We had the Regency Ball just recently. That's something that's been outside of our normal type of program. Very successful. I know all the branches have been working on just recently, of course, the Easter mm-hmm. situation, holiday season coming up, and Easter egg hunts and just celebrations of the community and in the community. I think our programming is definitely kicked up. We are seeing some really fantastic, innovative ideas, and the community and the participants have been really receptive to that. And then we're also looking at the possibility of creating makerspaces and bringing more speakers in and talking about opportunities that are available for students, opportunities that are available for multi-generational activities, that sort of thing. So, yes, essentially we are still your public library. What we're not is a space where you are expected to, be silent and to, be on your own. We're mm-hmm. we're more of a community center, a community hub, and we like to think that we work and support and supplement the other community hubs that you have in your area. Whether it's the YMCA, whether it's the schools, or whether it's like the Harvey Reinvestment Center, we like to think that we're working all together to create that third place where people feel comfortable and they can gather.
Yeah, there are so many community partnerships at work in this community, and the library is certainly right at the center of all that, isn't it?
I believe so, yes. And I have a special love in my heart for the library because that's where I find home.
Yeah, of course. There had been talk for years about finding a new home for the main branch of the library. I feel like that's kind of off the table right now. You're going to kind of stay put where you are. Does that sound about right?
Yep. For the main library here in Port Huron, the building itself, as we all know, is in its 50 years, and it's mm-hmm. it needs some work. It needs some love. And we are working with the county, because the county owns that building. Yep. We're working with county buildings and grounds and with the administration to look at the best ways to improve that building and put some plans into place for that. The library board made a decision that they were going to, we were going to stay in that Port Huron 210 McMorran address. There's a lot that we can do with that building, I think. I think what we need is some patience because we don't want to disrupt public service and the use of the library's programs and services by, shutting down the building and doing a major renovation. So we're going to look at what is best. Infrastructure first. As I said, the building is over 50 years old, and so is the plumbing, and so are the windows. And so, so some of those things that you would normally keep up on a regular rotating basis, those things have been left just because we haven't had the funds to make those improvements. And there had been a move to maybe move from that building. But now we've made a commitment. We've committed to that space.
I mean, logistically, moving a library, I can't even imagine where you'd begin, just the sheer volume of books and materials you have in there.
I think that we would have had a wonderful outpouring of support from the friends, from the community to help us with that. But in essence, yes, some of our services at that facility would have been interrupted. Yeah. The beautiful thing about the library system, though, mm-hmm. is that we have branches in our communities that can pick up that slack should we need it. So if there's an improvement happening, say, in Yale at that branch, if we need to close that branch for a couple of days while that activity occurs, patrons can go to another branch and receive the same quality, excellent service that they would have seen in their local branch of Yale. And that happens all over the county at all of our branches.
St. Clair County is unique in that it operates a library system. Having grown up in St. Clair County, lived here most of my life, I always thought that was normal. And then moving outside of St. Clair County for a number of years, I realized, not every county maintains its own library system. Sometimes it's an individual municipality or a library authority or something. But it's unique how the library system is operated here in St. Clair County.
We are. We're actually, as a county library, we're kind of a dying breed. St. Clair County Library System was the first county library system in the state of Michigan. We were formed and developed in 1917. So not too long ago, we celebrated our 100th anniversary. There are very few county libraries left in the state. The beauty of being a part of the St. Clair County governmental operation is that we are supported by county services like human resources, like information technology, like that sort of thing. And there are benefits and curses. One of the things is that because we are a county department, and we're supported by the county, we do have to follow all of the county's rules and regulations and policies and procedures. And while that's not necessarily a bad thing, sometimes it can slow down some of the things that we're working on just because we need to make certain that we are utilizing taxpayer dollars in the efficient and correct way, and that doesn't come into question, and so we follow all of those rules.
The survey, by the way, is open for how long? How long are you looking for public comment?
We are going to be having that survey open probably, for heaven's sake, the date just left my head.
I might have it in front of me.
You might have it in front of you.
May 3rd, does that sound right?
Yes, okay. Thank you. I didn't realize it was in front of me as well.
That's okay.
Yes. So we're looking for May 3rd. So that gives us a whole nother month to gather information. So if a community member feels that, maybe they aren't terribly interested in doing that right now, they may find that something comes up in the next week or two and they think, that might be something the library would be interested in hearing from me. So I really do encourage anybody who's a library user and a non-library user to help us build a library that our community is proud of and continues to grow.
Certainly seems like a bright future for the St. Clair County Library System.
It is. I'm so excited. I think, a lot has been happening in the library world, a lot of things that have caused concern. But the reality is libraries are such an integral part of our community, the tenets of democracy. Anybody can come to the library. Anybody can come and use the library. We don't keep tabs on people. We don't question anybody's information consumption. And we are more than happy, all of our staff is more than happy to help somebody learn something new or direct them to assistance if they need it. I think, while some folks might think that libraries are an antiquated thought, idea, or concept, I think that we're on cutting edge. We really are. And the support of our communities, both morally and financially, I think is going to help this library system really do some fantastic and wonderful things.
Allison, thanks for being here. Appreciate it very much.
Oh, thank you so much.
Allison Arnold, the director of the St. Clair County Library System, with us here on WPHM's 23 past 9 o'clock now.